Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson alongside Fran Duffy for today's practice report, a Saturday evening edition. They had to push the practice back due to weather, but Fran, it was well worth it. During a 7-on-7 drill later in practice, Carson Wentz, flawless. Not a single incompletion, no drops whatsoever. The defense, look, they made some plays on the ball, tried to get the ball on the ground, just could not do it. Very, very impressive outing today for Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I'm sitting there charting, taking notes for our print piece that'll be up on PhiladelphiaEagles.com later tonight. And I'm charting, it's 7-for-7, 8-for-8. I turn over to some people next to me. I'm like, we haven't seen an incompletion, right? And what was great about it, Chris, was that in the individual drills earlier, as the wind was a little bit, was swirling a little bit harder, the weather was a little bit different, you saw some of the passes sail on him. So seeing him come back from that adversity, the last two team periods, I really didn't see any balls hit the ground.
And it's amazing because it's not like we're talking about captain check down here. We're not talking about little dump offs, little passes or screens to the flat. I mean, we're talking about one corner route along the sideline to Zach Ertz, tight coverage by Jalen Watkins, a back shoulder throw. Ertz makes a grab. He's falling to the ground, but gets both feet in bounds. I mean, there are a number of big plays, 20 yards or more chunk plays that we saw from the quarterback out there on the field. So, Fran, you also had a chance to see the one-on-one drills as well. Anyone else stand out to you today?
Alshon Jeffrey every single day has been outstanding, and that continued today. 4-for-4 I saw in the one-on-one period for Alshon Jeffrey. He did go down on his last catch. It was a deep route down the left sideline with, I believe it was, it looked like a shoulder injury. Came back later on, was a part of the 7-on-7 drills later on. But Alshon Jeffrey was outstanding, caught everything thrown his way. And Jalen Mills, a corner, I thought made some really nice plays. The very first rep, got a pass breakup against Nelson Agholor down the left sideline. I thought Jalen Mills had a strong day as well.
Yeah, for me, I mentioned the catch by Zach Ertz along the sideline. He had a couple of catches earlier in that drill that really set the tone. The connection between he and Wentz has been strong since the middle of last season, and I hope it continues with a flourish to begin the 2017 season. So again, we have a lot more coverage throughout the evening here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Fran Duffy, I'm Chris McPherson. That'll do it for our practice report. We will see you tomorrow.